deep level of misogyny and sexism. Megan Rapinoe blasts Spanish soccer exec for kissing female player on the mouth. By Dylan Gwynn on August 23, 2023. Former U.S. Women's National Team, U.S. Ant. Star Megan Rapinoe has blasted Spanish Soccer Federation, RFEF, President Luis Rubiales for giving a player a female player a celebratory kiss on the mouth following the World Cup. Rubiales gave Spanish team star player Jennifer Hermoso a kiss on the mouth after she received her gold medal following Spain's Women's World Cup victory over England. "It made me think about how much we are required to endure," Rapinoe told The Atlantic when asked about the issues surrounding the Spanish side before the World Cup. "Think how much that Spanish team had to shoulder, some of the players who stood up way back last year, to protest against mistreatment, still aren't on the team." Controversy swirled around the Spanish women's team in 2022 after 15 senior members of their women's team sent a signed letter stating they would no longer play for La Roja unless sweeping changes were brought to the coaching staff. However, the federation rejected the demands and retained the head coach despite that ultimatum. "Maybe that was something that galvanized them to win the final. But you shouldn't have to have that," Rapinoe said of the incident. Rapinoe told The Atlantic that Rubiales' actions following the Spanish victory are indicative of the deep level of misogyny and sexism on the Spanish side. But that wasn't all. Rapinoe further claimed that Rubiales' behavior was a form of assault. "What kind of upside-down world are we in? On the biggest stage, where you should be celebrating, Jenny Hermoso has to be physically assaulted by this guy," Rapinoe added. Despite apologizing for the incident, Rubiales has come under mounting pressure, including from Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who found the Spanish soccer executive's apologies insufficient. "It is true that there has been some behavior, in this case of Mr. Rubiales, which shows that in our country there is still a long way to go in terms of equality and respect, and in this equalization of rights between women and men," Sanchez said. "The apologies made by Mr. Rubiales are not enough. I even think that they are not appropriate and that, therefore, Mr. Rubiales needs to continue to take steps to clarify what we all saw." The RFEF has called a General Assembly to discuss how to deal with Rubiales.